This morning early, the Lord spoke clearly these two words: I'm coming. The day of my return is at hand. Let my people know it's about to happen. What is about to occur will change world history. Nothing will remain the same. Let the unbelievers, let the skeptics, let the religious ones know that what they fear the most is about to happen. My warm season of grace and mercy will soon turn to a chilling winter of judgment and wrath.
Bible prophecy, world news, and the supernatural power of Jesus Christ. You're listening to Prophecy Quake on Blog Talk Radio. Preparing you for the second coming of Jesus Christ. You're listening to Prophecy Quake on Blog Talk Radio.
I want to confirm, is this an exercise? Roger, copy. This is not an exercise.
Roger, understand. Major Reinhardt, we have a massive attack against the U.S. at this time. ICBMs. Numerous ICBMs.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post.
If you're seeing this broadcast, you are in a part of the country no longer controlled by the government of the United States.
Roger, understand. Over 300 missiles inbound now.
Preparing you for the second coming of Jesus Christ. You're listening to Prophecy Quake on Blog Talk Radio. Join us this Sunday morning at Fire and Grace Church right here in the Opelika, Auburn area. Our Sunday morning worship starts at 10:30 a.m. and we go live on Blog Talk Radio at 11 a.m. We would love to see you there. Our website is fireandgracechurch.org.
And we're back. I think I have it straightened out now. This is trying to produce and host a show. The joys of that. So if we're all good out there and everybody can hear me, we will get back on to the BRICS issue here and trying to bring down the United States economy. You know, this is something that, you know, many people have talked about. They have wanted to do for a long time. Here's another article from TheGuardian.com. It says U.S. rivals plotting to end oil trading in dollars. It says China, Russia, Japan, and several of the most powerful Gulf states are actively plotting to end the decades-old practice of buying and selling oil in dollars, the Independent claimed. The newspaper said the plan is for the U.S. currency to be replaced for trading oil by basket of currencies, including the Japanese yen, the Chinese yuan, the euro, gold, and a new single currency for the Gulf states. If executed, the move would be a significant blow to the dollar's position as the premier world currency and would potentially threaten America's position as the world's leading economy. So there you go. You know, it's going to bring down the U.S. economy if they pull out of the dollar. And what are we going to do? I mean, our economy crashes. Our money's worth nothing. You know, we're going to be looking like, you know, Russia and you know, East Germany, where you take a wheelbarrow load of your cash to go buy a loaf of bread. I mean, this is serious, y'all. And I don't think many people are paying attention to this. And, you know, and when I said earlier, what, you know, Venezuela stopped taking dollars for oil. So they're, you know, and, you know, we looked at this several years ago, and, you know, there were stores that were only taking cash because they were afraid the economy was going to collapse and, you know, credit cards and stuff like that would be no good anymore. And there's just so much to this BRICS. And I mean, I just can't even begin to get into it all tonight. And I didn't even have a chance to just completely dive into BRICS and everything that's going on with that. But, you know, BRICS, still Russia, India, China, South Africa, that's the organization. And they just had, let's see if I can find that article. They just had a meeting just recently, a conference where they were discussing, you know, all of what they want to do and that kind of stuff. And it was, you know, these people aren't slowing down. They're not taking their foot off the gas. They want to see America brought to its knees. And I'm looking on my phone to see if I had that article pulled up on here. You know, and along with crippling of America, you know, there's, now we have North Korea. And, you know, what they're, I mean, this is getting out of hand, and people aren't even, they're more distracted with the NFL players taking the knee on the football field. But there was just recently an order given for California. See, this is now prophecy.wordpress.com, but I found it in other news articles. I think I found it in ABC or something like that too. But California prepares for nuclear attack. So the Joint Regional Intelligence Center issued a bulletin last month, Nuclear Attack Response Considerations. That's the bulletin that was issued, advising officials in California that a nuclear attack launched by North Korea against the United States would be catastrophic, and they were urged to prepare response plans. Now, if this is all talk, if North Korea and Trump going back and forth is just all talk, then why are they telling California to get ready, to come up with plans? To come up with stuff that alternative, what are they going to do? See, this North Korea produced a propaganda video that features San Francisco and Washington in ruins. And if you'll remember, some time ago, let's see, in November of 2016, Pastor Dean had a dream. The Lord spoke to him on Tuesday, January 26th. It says, as he was praying, I'm reading the article off Dean Oler Ministries here. It says, as I was praying, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart these words: San Francisco will be destroyed like Sodom and Gomorrah. Their sins have reached to heaven, and the time is at hand for judgment to begin. As I heard those words, I saw a nuclear missile headed towards San Francisco. It was flying very close to the surface of the ocean. It was then that the Lord reminded me of a prophetic dream that he gave me back in 2013. In the dream, I was alone in our black SUV driving west on Interstate 85 towards Montgomery, Alabama. As I was driving, I spoke out loud and said, I bet I will see a mushroom cloud off in the distance in a moment. It was not 5 seconds later that I saw a huge nuclear explosion and a mushroom cloud way off in the distance. As cars were coming to a stop on the interstate, I slowed down and stopped, hurriedly pulled out my phone out of my pocket and took a picture of the cloud as it went up into the sky. In the dream, I realized that my knowing ahead of time was the Holy Spirit stirring the gift of prophecy that God gave me many years ago. It was at that moment that I said, it has begun. Then I started looking to turn around and go back the other way. Okay, so we have this dream, 2013, 2016. God gave him word that San Francisco is going to be destroyed. There's an article on Dean Odle Ministries on our deanodle.org under the lessons and articles. It's called The Destruction of San Francisco and Revival. I encourage everyone to read that. But there's been other people that we know and heard that have had similar dreams and visions from God where the East and West Coast are destroyed and just a lot of destruction coming to earth. I mean, David Wilkerson had one too. But, okay, so you take that and then you go, this was Monday, September the 25th, 2017. This article was written, California prepares for nuclear attack and the nuclear attack response considerations. And it basically want them to list out and do everything, you know, get ready for a nuclear attack on the United States. I mean, I played a clip a minute ago that had some stuff in it from Red Dawn and stuff like that. But, you know, that scenario, I mean, when these movies were made, whoever thought that those movies, that scenario could be reality? Now it looks like it could be. I mean, because we have all this war rattling, saber rattling from North Korea threatening us, and then Trump saying, look, if you do it, you'll no longer exist. You know, all this kind of stuff going back and forth. And then I was looking on one of our local news channels here. They had an article from CBS. Says Defense Secretary Mattis says goal is to resolve North Korea crisis diplomatically. He says the U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis toned down the rhetoric Tuesday, saying the United States wanted a diplomatic solution to the crisis in North Korea. We maintain the capability to deter North Korea's most dangerous threats, but also to back up our diplomats in a manner that keeps this as long as possible in the diplomatic realm, he told reporters during a visit to India. You know, that is our goal, to resolve this diplomatically, and I believe President Trump has been very clear on the issue. Meanwhile, China's foreign ministry urges North Korea and the United States to stop their escalating war of words, warning that there will be no winner in the event of a conflict on the Korean Peninsula. Ministry spokesman Liu Kang told reporters at a regular briefing Tuesday that Beijing consistently opposes war and chaos on the peninsula and totally disapproves of the fiery threats that have been traded between the sides. Liu's remarks came after North Korea's top diplomat said Monday that President Donald Trump's tweet that leader Kim Jong-un won't be around much longer was a declaration of war against his country by the United States. So And then here, North Korea said it has the right to shoot down American warplanes, even if they are flying outside North Korean airspace. CBS News correspondent Ben Tracy reports, after American bombers and fighter jets flew 200 miles off North Korea's east coast over the weekend, the furthest North American warplanes have gone on the Korean Peninsula this century. According to international law, a country's airspace extends about 13 miles out to sea, but North Korea claims 70 miles. And then here, U.S. intelligence said that there were indications Kim Jong-un could test another intercontinental ballistic missile in the next 5 to 10 days, a sign that the North Korean leader was still moving forward with his weapons program despite U.S. warnings and punning sanctions. So, you know, Kim Jong-un, or as Pastor Dean calls him, Kim Jong-Funky-Bong, he's mad. He's a lunatic. I mean, he's willing to push this to war. And when he does, is this the sick trumpet war? Is it the war that kills one third of mankind? As I kind of discussed a little bit last week, maybe. You know, we won't know till we get there, until it's happening. But all this rumors of wars, talks of war, saber rattling, and, you know, if North Korea nukes the West Coast, nukes California, we're done. I mean, financially, I mean, look what happened after 9/11, after the Twin Towers fell, with the stock markets crashed. I mean, it just was, trading came to a halt. I mean, people were panicking. You know, and that's why when this stuff goes down, that revival is going to come. You know, a small revival, I guess you could say, churches became filled with people after 9/11. After the Twin Towers fell, people were going to church. But I tell you what, the church, most of the churches have lost the power of God. They don't have the power. They don't have what people are looking for. I mean, if you're preaching a sugar-coated, candy-coated message, and people are seeing the destruction going on around them, and you're telling them every Friday, make every day a Friday, then why would they want to stay in your church when they see differently? Why would they want to do that? If there's no power, there's no signs and wonders following the preaching of the word, if there's nothing there to show them who God truly is, what he truly wants to do in their life, hell is hot and it's real. And if you don't turn to Jesus and you don't accept him as Lord and Savior, that you won't make it, you won't go to heaven, that your iniquity, your sin has condemned you to hell. And for them to not get saved and be on fire for God, that's the church's fault for the most part. I mean, there's just no excuse to not reach the lost, especially in times of tragedy like that, where people are wanting to know, that are seeking God, that are seeking to know God, and then you don't tell them how to find him. I mean, this is what, become this, what's coming, this sixth trumpet war, will be so great that there is going to be a great revival that will come out of this. People will turn to God. People, and there's a remnant of churches, a remnant of people out there that are teaching holiness, that are preaching holiness, that are teaching that you must be born again, that you must accept Jesus as your Lord and do his will. Those are the ones that are going to be full. Those are the churches that people are going to say, churches like ours. They have been talking about this, talking about the end time stuff for now almost 10 years. You know, when we tell people about the end times events that are coming and things that are coming, yeah, we may get called crazy and all that stuff, but I tell you what, when it goes down, people will be flocking to those churches that have preached the truth. And that's what people need to hear in this day and hour. They need to hear that there is war coming. They need to hear that there is destruction coming. And, you know, it's just, it's sad that people live with blinders on, with their heads in the sand, and they don't want to hear this stuff. You know, they, along with all of this, you got BRICS, which could be the end of our economy. You have war with North Korea, which if we get out of that, if we get out of going to war in North Korea, I'm going to be completely amazed. Because, I mean, it's just so real. It's so bad what's going on. We have these, you know, with all of this, the reason all this is going down is because they want to implement a new world order. They want to implement world government, and it's coming. I mean, there is no doubt that the one world government is coming. It's prophesied in Daniel, in Revelation. It's prophesied in the Bible. It's coming. The Bible is never wrong, never has been wrong, and never will be wrong. So when the Bible says a one world government, which will be ruled by the Antichrist, is coming, you can take that to the bank. It's coming. So I was looking. I just found a Wikipedia article, New World Order, parentheses, conspiracy theory. So basically, this Wikipedia article made fun of people that believe that this New World Order is coming. It says, this article is about the use of the term New World Order in conspiracy theory. The New World Order, or NWO, is claimed to be an emerging clandestine totalitarian world government by various conspiracy theories. The common theme in conspiracy theories about a New World Order is that a secretive power elite with a globalist agenda is conspiring to eventually rule the world through an authoritarian world government, which will replace sovereign nation states and an all-encompassing propaganda whose ideology hails the establishment of the New World Order as a culmination of history's progress. Many influential historical and contemporary figures have therefore been purported to be part of a cabal that operates through many front organizations to orchestrate significant political and financial events, ranging from causing systemic crisis to pushing through controversial policies at both national and international levels as steps in an ongoing plot to achieve world domination. I mean, do you hear the condescending tone of this article? I mean, they're just trying to make people that believe in end time prophecy, the Bible, sound like idiots. It says, before early 1990s, the New World Order conspiracism was limited to two American countercultures. Primarily, now catch this, the counterculture, primarily the militantly anti-government right. Did you hear that? Militantly anti-government right. And secondarily, that part of fundamentalist Christianity concerned with the end time emergence of the Antichrist. I mean, the militantly anti-government right and then fundamentalist Christianity. Who do they want to destroy? Those two sets of people. That's the ones they want to lock up. That's the ones they want to kill. That's the ones they want to get rid of so they can have their world government. I mean, I was reading this and I could not believe this is actually a Wikipedia article. And then it just goes on to talk about people that have used the term New World Order and basically explaining it away and trying to making all of us that preach end time Bible prophecy, they're trying to make us of none effect. They're trying to make us look like idiots. They're trying to discredit us. But I'm telling you, the Bible says it's coming. It's coming. These people can throw out their propaganda, throw out all their stuff they want to. I don't care. This new world order, this world government, this war that's going to kill one third of mankind, the destruction and crippling of America is coming. The biggest question is when. Don't know. But you'll know it when it happens. And if you're listening to me and you've listened to Prophecy Quake and you've listened to Pastor Dean preach and you've listened, followed Fire and Grace Church, you've heard us talking about this 2009, especially 2011 and on, really hard. This stuff is coming. And it's, you got to be ready. I mean, there's no more time to waste. There's no more time to worry about which NFL players are putting their knee on the ground during the national anthem. There's no more time to worry about none of this mess. The time is now to get right with God, to get right, to get saved, get right with God, to prepare yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually, because it's time. This stuff is coming. Like Pastor Dean was saying, I think in Sunday's message, he's like, you never know. You may be here till the end, or your end may be here now. You can't say, oh, I've got time. Oh, I've got time. I can wait till I see the Antichrist. You may die tomorrow in a car wreck, or you may not make it till the Antichrist. To the point of being able to get, you've got to get ready now. You've got to come to Jesus and accept him as Lord and Savior. Be born again now. I mean, there's just no way. If you wait, you may not have that opportunity. You may not have the chance to cry out to Jesus in your last seconds. You may not. Why chance that? Why chance an eternity in hell because you don't want to turn loose of the things of this world? Why chance it? I mean, y'all, it's so imperative. You know, we do this night. We do Sunday mornings and Tuesday nights, and we talk to people, and we do YouTube and Facebook, and we do all this stuff trying to reach as many people as we can. Because we want to see as many people as we can come to know Jesus and make it to heaven. But you can't do that without holiness, without Jesus being Lord, being washed in the blood of Jesus, and being born again. There's no way. If you think you want to live with one foot in the world and one foot in the church, you're all the way in the world. There's no middle ground with God. You're either all the way with him or you're all the way without him. So now is the time to come and get right with God. I mean, they've had this, it's called Agenda 21. And this guy wrote this article in 2013. Says the New America, Agenda 21, and the UN One World Government Plan. So he starts out by saying, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I investigate conspiracy theories, and I gather evidence before I believe anything anyone purports to be true. 8 to 10 years ago, this New World Order topic came to my attention, and along with it, the One World Government Plan. At the time, I remember reading that the American mainstream media was calling the New World Order a conspiracy theory and denied that any such thing existed. So they basically just downplayed and, what do you call it, poo-pooed the idea of a one world government. So He goes, further investigation. Further investigation reveals that the Clintons and the Bushes approved of Agenda 21 and also approved of this development of a one-world government system. Says Barack Obama is also supportive of this Agenda 21 effort and with this OW One World Government plan, with approval and funding coming from our own federal government as well as local governments, is being implemented nationwide today. Locally, the little towns of Catatoy, population 7,000, including chickens and snakes, he says, and Cloverdale have been putting email elements of Agenda 21 in place for years already. Why would our government choose these little unknown towns to begin implementing this thing? It says, more importantly, if our own presidents are willing to give the United States of America over to a one-world government system, then who is looking out for America's best interest now? That is on the world stage, who has America's best interest at heart. Certainly not someone who supports a plan to eliminate the USA's independent nation status. So, okay, so that last paragraph I read right there, who's willing? Who's looking out for America? I tell you who's looking out for America, and they hate him, President Donald Trump. He's looking out for America now. He's trying to get us out of this New World Order mess that they've been driving us down to, and they hate him, and they want him out of the picture. They don't want him as president, and they're doing everything they can to discredit him, to get him out of office. I mean, there's been talks, I've read articles of people that have been Secret Service agents and stuff saying they're going to kill him. And because he is this person in this article, this guy's asking about, who's looking out for America's best interest now? That is on the world stage. That is our current president. Says, Agenda 21 is being implemented across America, and many Americans have never heard of it. There is a list of mayors who have signed on to support it on the ICLEI website. It is actually a list of progressive politicians, and the list includes mayors of nearly every major American city. What this means, interestingly, is that when polled, while progressives make up less than 20% of the political landscape in America, they have made a particularly impressive nationalized effort to put themselves into leadership in so many of America's largest cities. Bravo to the progressives, but aren't you curious how they manage that? So the media has been almost silent about this, but nearly every large city in America has signed on to support Agenda 21. Should you or I be concerned about this? I am concerned, and I'll tell you why. The only civilized nation who hasn't officially signed on to the One World Government plan is the good old USA. Well, actually, President George H. Bush, President Clinton, President George W. Bush, and even President Obama has signed on now in 2011, but there has been no formal public announcement of this plan to hand America over to the One World Government folks. Virtually no media attention, and most importantly, there has been no buy-in from we the people. Can a U.S. president legally commit to handing governing authority of the United States of America over to the United Nations? Not according to our Constitution. So, I mean, this guy, this was in, 2013. We're about to enter 2018. February of 2013 was this article. We're about to enter 2018. So it's been almost 5 years ago this guy wrote this article. How much further down the road do you think we are in their plan of Agenda 21? I mean, this is scary, guys. And then there's Agenda 2030. Now I'm looking on Dave Hodges' website here, The Common Sense Show. Says Agenda 2030's goal number 12 will exterminate 6 billion people. And that is the goal. I mean, they want to decrease the population of the world. You know, there's a little thing which is really not too terribly far from us here in East Central Alabama, over in Georgia. It's called the Georgia Guidestones. And it has listed out on it in a bunch of different languages. Y'all can look it up. But it's basically the goals of the New World Order and how they want to go about accomplishing this. And reducing the global population is one of them. I mean, these people are serious about this. I mean, you have even Bill Gates in a TED Talk talking about if we do a really good job of vaccinations, we can reduce the population of the world. I forget the exact statistical numbers he said of that, but okay, think about that for a second. Isn't vaccines supposed to help you live longer, help you not be sick, help you not catch diseases that are going to kill you? So if you do a really good job of vaccinating, then how does that decrease the population of the world? Unless the vaccinations are the vehicle for killing you. I mean, we can't even get into vaccinations tonight, but just vaccinations are the worst thing that you can possibly do to your children, do to you. I mean, the flu vaccine, it's useless. It does no good. The tetanus shot, useless. I mean, they want you to get a tetanus shot every time you cut yourself, but you know what? That tetanus shot, it doesn't matter. It's not going to help you. For only if you fit a minuscule criteria of people does tetanus even affect. So for them to give it every 2 or 3 years because you get a cut on your hand or your finger or whatever is ridiculous. So vaccinations with the thimerosal, the mercury, the formaldehyde, all this mess, I mean, human fetal cells, I mean, pig fetal cells, pig cells, pig, I mean, there's just all sorts of nonsense in vaccines. And maybe one day in the future we'll do a show, because Pastor Dean's been collecting lots and lots of information on vaccines. I've been collecting information on vaccines. Nobody going to vaccinate our children. We did in the beginning, but no more. Never again. We are grateful and thankful to God that our children were not injured by these vaccines that we gave to our children in ignorance. So you have Agenda 2030. That's goal number 12. It says ensure sustainable consumption and production of production patterns. Following the planned economic collapse, Agenda 2030 will enforce the most brutal austerity programs ever conceived of or ever enforced. Just as it was in the Hunger Games movie, all food, water, and medicine will be rationed. Inhabitants will be forced to take the mark of the beast, the dreaded but largely unknown RFID chip. We are already witnessing the birth of a cashless society. Soon, cash will be banned. Automation will bring promise of unlimited food production. The public will be sold on the widespread use of robots to achieve this goal. It will be a ruse. The goal is to replace human workers with robots. The globalists will hoard the food in order to help wipe out the useless eaters, quote, through starvation. Then the population will be forced into a devastating World War III. Subsequently, Ted Turner and the other globalists will be able to achieve their goals of reducing the world's population to a low 500 million. So that's just a little excerpt out of that article on the Common Sense Show. 2030. They want to wipe us out. They want us gone. I mean, that Wikipedia article. The militantly anti-government right and the fundamentalist Christians. That's the ones they want to round up. I mean, the Hunger Games is such a good example of that, what they want to do. I mean, that's, it's all over the movies. It's all over. If you, all you got to do is look, open your eyes and look. Here's take the globalist at their word. The words of Henry Kissinger tells humanity what lies ahead. This is a quote from Henry Kissinger. Depopulation should be the highest priority of foreign policy towards the third world. So, I mean, why would you want to kill the third world people? Because that's who you want to test it on, which they're already doing. I mean, there's countries in Africa that are suing the Gates Foundation and Bill Gates over this vaccine issue because these vaccines are killing their kids, killing their people. And this is what Bill Gates is promoting through the Gates Foundation. So they want us dead. 500 million is all they want. That's the sustainable level. So what do you say up here? Ensure sustainable consumption and production patterns. I mean, sustainable development is one of the goals. You got to make sure you can feed everybody. And 500 million people, that's where we want to cut it off. That's where we feel like we can feed everybody. We're going to let the rest of you starve in FEMA camps. We'll round you up, put you in a FEMA camp. We're going to let you starve there. I mean, seriously. I mean, this is, I'm reading articles, reading people's quotes. I mean, this is not me, just me talking. This is incredible stuff, guys. And it's coming because the Bible told us it was coming. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but researching this today and looking over these things, what's coming and what they're trying to do, what they want to do to the United States to get us out of the way. Collapse our economy, war and devastation, and then kill us off so they can have our land. I mean, it's just incredible what's going on in the world. These are just a few articles, a few things that I was able to find today and dive into. I mean, the U.S. stands in their way. You know, in Daniel chapter 11, talks about the king of the north troubling the Antichrist. You know, I hope that's us. I pray that's us. I believe that that's America that is going to give the Antichrist trouble. You know, and I think that's because we are such staunch believers in our Second Amendments that the Constitution affords us, the right to keep and bear arms, because America is such staunch believers in that, that they won't be able to fully implement their plan here. And that's going to trouble the Antichrist. That's going to trouble the one world government people. So they won't have total control of the U.S. They'll have control of certain areas, but not total control. I mean, I just, you know, there's TV shows, you know, like Jericho. I don't know if y'all remember that TV show. But TV show Jericho, where I think it was 24 nuclear bombs went off in 24 major cities. There was 25, but the last one, the 25th one, was stolen and did not detonate. And it showed that America was split into two regions, and there were two presidents, two ruling factions, two militaries, and you know, each city was just left to fend for themselves, and they came up with their own way of defending and providing for themselves and all this kind of stuff. I mean, you should go back and watch some of this Jericho TV show. I mean, these, and it was taken off the air. Had great, from what I understand, had great ratings. People loved watching it, but it just was taken off the air. Why was it taken off the air? Well, could it have been getting a little too close to the truth? So people were starting to wake up a little bit, so they had to take it off to keep us all dumbed down, in the so we wouldn't know. I mean, I mentioned Red Dawn, these movies. I mean, all these scenarios are beginning to become more and more plausible to be in play. And we've got to wake up as Christians, as a country, and draw near to God. I mean, I cannot say that enough. Draw near to God. Abide under the shadow of his wing. Let him be your fortress and your refuge in these times that are coming. I urge you to buy food, to buy water, to start stocking up. I mean, every time you go to the grocery store, buy an extra can or two of canned vegetables or canned soup. I mean, this stuff really doesn't go bad. Research this. Look into it. They put these dates on there, but they don't matter. Look it up. Research that. I mean, once you can vegetables, they're good for years. I mean, that's why I have started canning the vegetables out of my own garden, started saving the vegetables out of my own garden. So they'll be there for 5-10 years. I mean, they just want you to buy more. They want you to throw it away and buy more. They want you to get in this cycle of the dates and their food is no good and all this stuff. I mean, eggs, unless an egg, I believe it floats, it's good, no matter how long you've had it. I mean, eggs really don't go bad. Canned vegetables. Start stocking up. Start preparing. Get water filtration, ways to filter water, ways to cook without power, ways to store food without power. Look, figure out how to smoke meat, how to preserve meat, how to do all this stuff. Y'all got, because one day is coming that we won't have power. I mean, if North Korea decides to detonate a EMP over the center of the United States, our power grid's done. There's no lights. There's no power. There's no way to cook. You should start learning these things. Start learning and researching and teaching yourself. Prepare. I mean, God spoke to Noah to build an ark. Said it's going to rain. What's rain, God? Never heard of that before. But I'm going to build an ark. So he did. He believed God when God warned him. And he built an ark. He prepared for him and his family, just as God had warned him to do. That's what you should be doing now. Preparing physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, most of all, for the things that are coming. I mean, we have done shows on this kind of stuff in the past, but I just felt like the Lord wanted me to reiterate some of this stuff because of some of the stuff with BRICS that's going on, with Venezuela pulling that, stopping the use of the dollar to sell oil. BRICS having a conference just recently trying to push, get their stuff going a little more. They're basically creating their International Monetary Fund bank that will get away from the petrodollar and then start also get away from using the dollar for anything, any kind of trade. We have Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. We have North Korea. We have, and if you think, China right now, they're saying that they have put pressure on North Korea. That's what they're telling us. But if North Korea attacks us and we defend ourselves and attack back, don't think for a minute China's staying out of it. China will be involved. It's there's just so much. I mean, that is going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. I mean, I saw an interview this morning that young man, Otto Warmbier, I think was his name, that was in the North Korean prison that they tortured, brutally tortured. I mean, it was his parents, the first interview they've given on live TV. The dad was like, I don't understand why North Korea is not listed as a state sponsor of terror. They are terrorists. They tortured my son. They beat him. They killed him in their prisons. They're brutal, brutal people. China, brutal people. Their government just kills. I mean, that's the communist revolution in China just killed millions of people. And they have not let up. That's how they keep their people in check, scared. Scared to talk out. Because they know if they do, they'll die. Don't think for a second China's not going to get involved with this. And Russia may too. It would not surprise me in the least if Russia gets involved with China and North Korea. I mean, they're all communists. They all share a common goal, a common theme, a common belief system. So, I mean, it would be like all the democratic countries coming together with NATO. They come together, they'll defend each other. Communist countries come together, defend each other. Doesn't make a lot of, doesn't seem all that far out of the realms of possibilities. So just know that this is coming. I mean, there's just, I just can't reiterate. I mean, that's what's on my heart today. It's just get right with God. Get right with God. Draw near to Him. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Work out your salvation. Make sure of your salvation. I mean, these times ahead, these times that are coming are, who knows? I mean, they could start next week. They could start next year. They could start in a few years. Do we have 10 years? I doubt it. But we just have to wait and see. Because with all the hurricanes and the destruction and the great sign that was in the sky, this, where everybody thought we were getting out of here with this rapture. Now they've put it off to, I think, October the 21st or something. They're numerologists saying that's when all this is going to happen or something. I don't know. These people are crazy. They got to stop. They're given true prophetic ministries, bad names and bad raps. We're not predicting dates and times, but we know the season that we're in. And the season that we're in is becoming more dire and more dark. And it's the Christians, the true Christians, that the light will shine bright. And people will be drawn to that light. So be ready to start leading people to Christ. Be ready to start ministering. Even you're not called to be a fivefold minister, but you're still called to share the gospel. Still called to be the hands and the feet of the church. So you better be preparing yourself for the people around you that are going to need you, that are going to need what you have to offer. You know, gold and silver I have not, but what I do have I give you. Get up and walk, right? So the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, that's what people are going to need in the days ahead. Guys, I hope y'all have been blessed tonight. I hope that I've not rambled on too much. Second night doing this by myself. It's been interesting. It's been fun preparing and getting ready. I'm liking it to some degree. don't like being the only one here, but that's all right. We'll make it work, and we'll do what the Lord's called us to do and preach the gospel. So I hope y'all been blessed tonight. I'm gonna wrap it up. That's all I've got for tonight. I hope everybody has a blessed week. Please research this stuff and take it to heart and look into preparing for what's coming. We all need it. We all need God, and we need Jesus, and we need to be drawing near to Him. And we just thank you for listening to us tonight, listening to me. Just pray that you are take these things serious. And we'll see you Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, Fire and Grace Church. We'll be here broadcasting live again, Facebook, YouTube, Dean Odal Ministries, deanodal.org, fireandgracechurch.org, live broadcast pages on both the websites. You can go there, watch our live broadcast. And if you're in the area, 200 2nd Avenue in Opelika, Piedmont Fertilizer, come join us. Come be with us. Y'all be blessed. Stay safe. See y'all Sunday.
Listening to Prophecy Quake. To further connect with us, go to deanodal.org or Facebook us at Dean Odal Ministries.